Good morning. Welcome back to the Spending Time with Jesus podcast. Happy Thursday morning. I hope you are doing well. We've been discussing the topic of so many voices this week. So many voices. How do we hear the voice of God in the midst of so many voices in our life? God is speaking. He is leading us. He's leading us and giving us everything that we need. So the problem is not that God is not speaking. The problem is that there's so many other voices calling for our attention. And for today and tomorrow, let's be in Psalm 23. We talked about this on Sunday. Psalm 23:1 starts with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Today, just like on Sunday, I would encourage you, is that your confession right now, that the Lord is your shepherd? The Lord is your shepherd. Are you convinced of that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that the good shepherd you read about in John chapter 10 is your shepherd? Have you made him the shepherd of your life? Have you surrendered to him? Do you see yourself as a sheep? Sometimes, truthfully, I can see myself as, some super capable human who has a great ability to learn and understand everything and take care of it and all of that stuff. The truth is, though, that I for sure am a sheep and I need a shepherd. I shared this on Sunday, but I'll say it again. I'm learning in my own life that I hear the voice of the shepherd better the more that I realize that I am a sheep. Is that your confession today, that you need a shepherd and that God is your shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. What about all the lack in my life? What about the things that I want that I don't have? What about everything I'm uncertain of? Like we talked about on Sunday, you know, as sheep, we need so much. There is so much that we need. You could say that sheep are creatures of lack, can do nothing for themselves and all of that. But there is one thing that if a sheep has it, the sheep has all that it needs, and that is a good shepherd. Right now, we are being led to think about so many things, care about so many things, talk about so many things, and whether it's the media or our own hearts and minds, and definitely even interpersonally, it's so easy to get distracted by talking about everything that's going wrong, everything you don't have, everything you don't understand, everything that there is to fear, all of that. And even the parts of that is true, you know, it's exhausting to focus on that and talk about that. There is invitation in this season to increase the discipline of our hearts and minds to meditate on and make the confession that in everything that is true in this life, all the things that are true, the things that you are scared of, the things that are hard, the things you're unsure of, the things that you need, all of those things in the ones that are true, in all of that, that all has to come under the umbrella of what is also true, is that the Lord is my shepherd. Can you discipline your heart and your mind to focus on that today, to make that your confession, that the Lord is my shepherd? I have no lack. I lack nothing. I have everything that I need when I need it. He is my provider. He is my leader. So I encourage you to that today, just to keep that really in the forefront of your conversations, of the things that you're considering in your free time, the things that you're taking in regarding information or direction. This will help you narrow in on the voice of the good shepherd in your life when you start with the confession that I am a sheep, I belong to the shepherd, and in my shepherd, I have no lack.